God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, if you would. Let's continue on tonight. We've been talking about, for a few weeks now, a series called Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hungry. Hungry. Somebody say hungry.
Hungry.
Hungry for the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians 12, and verse 12:31, he said, covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Covet earnestly. Now the word covet is a strong word. It means to desire strongly. And then he adds this word earnestly to it. So he's talking about something that we should really, really desire. What is it that the Bible tells us we should really, really desire? The best gifts. Somebody said, well, what are the best gifts? Well, I guess there's a couple of ways of answering that. And throughout the chapters we'll be looking at, he talks about how some gifts at sometimes in ways are greater than others. One individual said it like this. He said the best one would be the one you need for the time.
Right.
Be the best one for you for right then. Well, basically, we should just desire these manifestations and gifts of the Spirit and the ones the Spirit of God would emphasize to us at any given time. We should desire. In 1 Corinthians 12, he starts out by saying, I would not have you ignorant concerning spiritual gifts or spirituals, things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit. And you find it's very obvious why he said that. So much of the church is just that, ignorant. Ignorant of these things. And we really ourselves know too little about it. And one of the reasons why people know so little is, you know, and it kind of works together, they don't know about it, so they don't desire it, and they don't desire it, so they don't find out any more about it. This is one of the big problems, not hungering and desiring for these things. Usually when you see the word covet in the scriptures, it's used in a negative sense. Don't covet your neighbor's wife. Don't covet your neighbor's house or donkey or money, or don't covet, don't covet. But here he says, covet.
Yes.
What? Covet earnestly these gifts of the Spirit. Well, do we?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, we've been kind of weak in this area. Did you think about the gifts of the Spirit today?
Yes.
Did you think about how much you want them? Well, you understand, most Christians don't, do they? But we should, more than we want a house or a car or clothes or jewelry or any of these natural things, we ought to want, desire, hunger for, covet earnestly the gifts of the Spirit. Well, let's just by faith say it. I covet. Earnestly, the gifts of the Spirit. Well, now, you know, a good place to start would be even knowing what they are. Right? And believing that they do exist. And if they're here with us, I mean, millions of Christians that go to church on a regular basis don't even believe in the person of the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Spirit and the supernatural gifts of the Spirit. Many of them never heard a sermon on tongues or prophecy or word of knowledge or word of wisdom or working of miracles. They believe, they've been told, all that's passed away. Well, you're certainly not going to be coveting earnestly something you believe's passed away. Well, it's not passed away.
Amen.
It's here to stay.
Amen.
Long as this world goes, long as this life is going on, these things are for us. How many believe we're a part of the same church that you read about in the book of Acts? We got the same Holy Spirit,
Yes.
They have.
Yes, sir.
Got the same commission to preach the same gospel.
Same one.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Well, then we ought to have the same kind of manifestations that they had. 1 Corinthians 12. Look at that, please. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Does God want us to know about these? Okay, so we're finding out. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. He's talking about prophecy. He's talking about tongues and interpretation and prophecy, what we'd call the vocal gifts. There are three, as you see, we read them. Three of these gifts are manifestations that say something and speak. God speaks through them. Three of these manifestations, God reveals things through. And three of these manifestations, God manifests His power through. So we see through the nine, we see a speaking forth, we see a showing forth, and we see power manifested. Now, in these three, tongues and interpretation, that's two of them, and prophecy, this is what he's talking about. This is one of them, prophecy. And they were hearing some prophecies that were saying negative things about Jesus. Now, these people grew up around spiritualism. Things of the Spirit were not foreign to them. They worshiped other gods before Paul came along. These people in Corinth. It's a matter of historical record. And they had manifestations. Let me say this. Not everything that's spiritual is God. There is a devil. There are demons. They do things. And not everything, not every prophecy is God. Not every manifestation of supernatural power is God. And so these, what you're seeing right off the bat here in 1 Corinthians 12, these things, these prophecies must be judged to see whether they're of God or not. So keep that in mind. We're going to be seeing it again as we go on. But prophecies and tongues and interpretation, these are things that are speaking. They must be judged to see whether they're of God or not. Let me say it like this. Just because somebody says, thus saith the Lord, doesn't mean it is.
Amen.
Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
Thus saith the Lord. Just because somebody speaks in a tongue and interprets it, doesn't mean that you just automatically accept it as God. You're to judge it.
Yes.
I said you're to judge it. Yes. All prophecies are to be judged. All tongues and interpretations are to be judged. What do you mean judged? Judged to see if it's God or not. And he starts off, doesn't he? Right after he said, don't be ignorant, that's the next thing he says. He says, now I want you to know that nobody standing up saying, thus saith the Lord, calls Jesus accursed. And nobody that really is inspired is going to glorify Jesus in His Lordship except the Holy Ghost. If somebody really is speaking by inspiration, How many understand there's no demon going to glorify Jesus? Right? If somebody really is inspired by a wrong spirit, they're not going to be glorifying the Lordship of Jesus. That'd only be by the Holy Ghost. And so it sets the tone for the rest of these chapters, 12, 13, and 14, in that all of these gifts and manifestations are going to glorify Jesus. They're going to glorify His Lordship. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Keep reading. He said, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. No man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences of administrations, or the margin says ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which works all in all. Just one Holy Spirit. Just one Jesus. Just one God. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Every man to profit withal. How many can have a manifestation of the Spirit? How many? Not just preachers. Not just people that pray a lot extra. Who? Every believer. Every child of God is to have these things in their life. Well, a lot of people, like I said, don't even believe in them. And certainly are not desiring them. But here's the beginning of it. Somebody said, well, I don't know what they are. I haven't had a lot of these things in my life. Well, here's the beginning of it. Just believe that God is right.
Amen.
Believe He's right and you need these.
Yes.
Believe the Bible's true and that everybody can have them.
Yes, sir.
Believe they're wonderful and you want them.
Yes.
And just start by faith being hungry and desiring them. Say it again. I covet earnestly the gifts of the Spirit. He went on to say, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally or individually as He will. Dividing to who?
Every man.
Every man. Hallelujah. So these are the things we are to desire.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Prophecy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304D. That's R1304D. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.